1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sam Bankman-Fried, the mastermind behind the collapsed crypto exchange FTX, will be sentenced today on fraud charges. Prosecutors want him to receive upwards of 50 years behind bars. His legal team says he deserves no more than six. Work begins today on trying to clear Baltimore Harbor of the wreckage of the Key Bridge. It'll be a long process. The remains of two construction workers found yesterday. It is too dangerous to dive for the remaining four who are still missing. If you're Easter shopping for the weekend, you better get ready for some sticker shock when it comes to eggs.
The industry publication Supermarket News says that nearly two-thirds of shoppers intend to buy eggs for Easter, with one in five planning to buy more than last year. The cost of a dozen eggs has been rising because a bird flu outbreak in December took 11 million hens out of production.
ABC's Jim Ryan, chocolate prices are also up. Some 40,000 people expected to participate in Monday's Easter egg roll at the White House. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people are dead in Rockford, Illinois, and seven others are badly injured. A man is in jail facing charges of stabbing them all yesterday afternoon. Reporter Liz Nagy is in Rockford.
Neighbors are bewildered and rattled by this deadly afternoon.
Unbelievable. Sad.
Investigators are trying to piece together a fast-moving rampage they say was at the hands of a single man.
Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are in response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. A retired judge was shot and killed in New Lisbon 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Wisconsin Justice Department officer Mark Wagner is found not guilty of reckless endangerment. Wagner was charged after he and another officer shot and injured Quadron Wilson during an arrest on Madison's east side 2 years ago. Officers with the DOJ were trying to arrest Wilson at the time of the shooting. Wilson was wanted on a parole violation. Wagner said he thought Wilson had a gun, which turned out not to be so. Families in the Madison School District can now track where their children's buses are using a mobile app using GPS tracking. The First View transportation app has been live for about a week. The new app comes after the district struggled with transportation issues this fall with a new bus company and a new school schedule. The app's been around since 2018, but the right technology wasn't available on all Madison buses until now. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
The Bucks are in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a three-game road trip tonight in New Orleans when they play the Pelicans, but they'll be without one of their best defensive players, guard Pat Beverly, picked up in that trade last month with the 76ers. He's got torn ligaments in his right wrist. It'll require surgery. Recovery 3 to 4 months means his season is likely over. Baseball, Brewers and the Mets season opener called off today due to poor weather in New York. They'll try again tomorrow afternoon. NFL, Packers wrapping up owners meetings in Orlando. Matt LaFleur on why he's really excited. They've added Giants safety Xavier McKinney to the defense.
I love just his ability to make plays on the ball. I think you saw it in particular. Two plays that stick out to me were in that Philly game where he makes an unbelievable interception on the sidelines. And then the very next play, they try to run a screen and he dissects the screen and jumps in front and picks off the ball, like back-to-back two interceptions.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Matinee on Air's Greg Bach and sports guy Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The average pollster, right, needs to get about 50% of their, what they call, completes on cell phones. The others are on home phones. So, Stephanie, what you have to be is one person, a person who answers the cell phone number they don't know and then willingly stays on the phone with a stranger for 30 to 35 minutes, or you have a home phone that you answer at dinner time and again are willing to stay on the phone with a stranger to talk politics for somewhere more than half an hour.
Thank you, Reed Galen. Explains why we keep winning all the elections, even though the polls are whatever.
Because old people only stay
right.
on.
Even I'm not that lonely. Okay, one more, Reed Galen.
And so I would say this, is that there's a bad methodological piece going on here. I think there is a terrified piece of the polling industry that is still shell-shocked by the fact that they got Donald Trump wrong in 2016 and doesn't want to take a chance on that again. I mean, to Ron's point, look at the fall of 2022, where garbage poll after garbage poll was being thrown out by every possible right-wing organization. And what happens? Okay, Republicans take the House, which they might not have for much longer, and everything else was wrong.
Yeah, it was not a red wave. There was some kind of gross spotting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, oh,
it was
God.
Early on in the period cycle.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Trump is an electoral loser. He's electoral poison. His base is smaller, whiter, older, more male, more extreme now than it was ever. And I'm with Ron on this one. You know, every election he's gone into so far this year, he's losing 20, 25, 30% of his own base. These are not good numbers. I'll take the votes over the polls.
Yep, absolutely.
Only a visit from Aunt Dot, right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. I wanted some happy clappiness with a touch of rudeness just to set up,
hey,
you know,
rude.
This guy.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Lay back out and let Fred in.
Remember,
hey, Rude,
to let him joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better, 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 better.
What? On a Thursday? Hi, good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning. The whole week is now just thrown off. I'm just going to pretend it's Monday when I go out. It's going to be awful.
You're going to teach your Monday classes.
We need rudeness every day because as you tweeted, you dumb on the nutsoid right can't even get your racism right. It wasn't DEI that caused the ship to hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It was globalism. If you say that, you only sound crazy rather than crazy and stupid. I mean, we just finished talking to Malcolm Nance about, you think some things are beyond politics when people are dead or still missing in the water. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, since they brought it up, the bridge was built in between 72 and 77, and there's a very good chance that it was white people who built the bridge. You know, so if we're going to blame anybody, and you know what? And you know what else?
Oh, great. Fox News is going to use that clip tonight. Yep.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, yeah. And it was the Nixon administration and the Ford administration. It opened in March 77. Jimmy Carter really shouldn't get any, you know, it wasn't Jimmy Carter's bridge. So, you know, it was whites and Republicans.
I know it's like a game show. Can they connect every single issue to the border? Oh yes, they can. And I was like, wait, what?
And it was capitalism that brought down that bridge, Stephanie.
Yes.
It was capitalism.
Sure.
Global capitalism.
You reposted your own piece, but it was very prescient. You said on March 25th, 2020, I wrote, we better get used to the idea that hundreds of thousands of MAGA idiots could die from coronavirus and the rest will still love Trump. Not exactly the toughest call to make, but it's pretty stunning how little COVID diminished the fervor of the idiots. That's the thing. I mean, I have to say, you know, we talked about polling and why it's off in many cases, but oh my God, Rude, the fact that it could be anywhere in the universe of close, just even based on COVID, is pretty stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it really is like, I mean, people keep bringing up stuff from 4 years ago, and you see reactions like, oh man, I forgot about that. I forgot about how terrible that was. And it's like, yeah, that's what trauma does. Trauma makes you repress those things. And it's like, we need to force you to relive the trauma if that's what's going to get us through this election.
Yeah, yeah. We need to show everybody on the doll where COVID
In that same piece, I also wrote, because I was very angry then, I wrote that if I saw Donald Trump getting raped by a grizzly bear, I'd give the bear Viagra.
Okay, so, you know, rude Louise pundit, but New York was very hard hit, and I can understand in your grief. Okay.
Thank you.
By the way, you speaking of MAGA idiots, you reposted an actual screenshot from Truth Toilet, and you said, don't let Biden disinformate our aggressed citizens. I have big brain work good. Yes, he did spell great, G-R-E-S-T, and used the word disinformate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he never took it down. He didn't take it down. It's still up there. And you know what? You know what? I think that if he becomes president, he's going to force everyone to use the words disinformate and misinformate. And they're going to put out hats that say, make America grest again.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You also tweeted, you said something that's gotten lost in the Ronald McDaniel uproar. After spending years saying the 2020 election was stolen and taking part in trying to steal it, her first interview at NBC as an employee there, she flat out said Biden was legitimately elected, which gives away what many of us know. They don't believe this. They just know to kowtow to Trump and use it to grift the rubes. You said part of me wishes she'd been on the network longer just to see how much she would have given up about who else knows the election stuff is bull, but pretends otherwise. What a boneheaded decision, though. So now it looks like it was a 2-year contract, and she's gonna, you know, she's demanding to get paid, of course.
Well, I don't see anything. I think she should, frankly.
She should. Yeah.
She signed the contract. Yep. They offered her. Yep. They were the idiots.
Yep.
So yeah, pay her.
That's why I said, how could they not see this coming? It's just, oh my God, you know. They talk about, like, we were talking about Elon Musk saying, oh, they don't have any Republicans over there. There's a, you know, ton of them. Michael Steele, Nicole Wallace, David Jolly, Charlie Sykes, on and on and on. Joe Scarborough. There's a million of either former or even present Republicans, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't commit crimes.
When Joe Scarborough first started, he was, you know, he has moderated since then, but he was the dyed-in-the-wool conservative that he was when he was in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
You know, he was very, very anti-choice. He was supportive of Bush. I mean, you know, it's like this isn't new.
Right.
That they do this, but apparently, you know, I guess the election denialism is a line they cannot cross. And it wasn't just election denialism.
Yeah.
It's that she participated in trying to get the election thrown out.
Yeah.
She participated. She should be charged with crime.
Thank you. She should be in prison.
Not allowed on, Yeah.
So this is 2 years. So this is $600,000. Man, if I were an underpaid NBC employee, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I got to pay her for this idiot decision. McDaniel, we're told, is exploring potential defamation and hostile work environment lawsuits. She was there for what? Not even a quarter of a Scaramucci? But they're all whiny little victims, aren't they?
Yeah. And yes, it was extraordinary to see all of those MSNBC and NBC personalities out there decrying this, condemning it. But, you know, this is what she did. She turned herself over to Trump. She did that early in her tenure. And when she eliminated Romney from her name because it made Trump, because it hurt Trump's feelings for some reason.
Yeah.
And, it was a stupid move. And it's good that they retracted, although they didn't retract in the best way. It was just sort of like, we listened to you. It wasn't we made a mistake.
Yeah.
It was we listened.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, so now the RNC, there's only one interview question. Do you think 2020 was stolen?
Yeah.
And what do you think? Do you think you get hired if you say no, it wasn't? I mean, it just the whole it is now fully a cult. Garrett Hawk was talking to Lara Trump about this. Hold, please.
Is it going to be the position of the RNC in 2024 that the 2020 election was not fairly decided or that it was stolen somehow?
Well, I think we're past that. I think that's in the past. We learned a lot. Certainly, we took a lot of notes. Right now, we have 23 states that have 78 lawsuits in these states to ensure that it is harder to cheat and easier to vote. We want fairness and transparency in our elections.
They want the opposite, Rude. I mean, here's the thing that they're so freaked out about is mail-in voting. Because what happened is more people were able to vote. And mail-in voting is about the most secure you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that, which is why Trump's head of, is it cyber, security, said this is the most secure election we ever had. But that's what they don't want, is too many people get to vote.
And how much, what other transparency do they want? I mean, that's the other thing, is like, everything is open. Do they want the code so they can hack the voting machines? Do they want to see who everyone voted for by name? I mean, what other transparency can there be? People could sit there and observe the counting of the votes, you know, and that still wasn't enough for them. They had to invent, that innocuous things became something sinister. It's the most ludicrous thing, and it's just another way of saying, not only do we want to limit people from voting, but it's like going back to poll taxes or tests for people. They would love to go back to that.
Yeah.
It's another racist step for them.
Yeah. One more with Lara Trump.
How do you tell people who are sending money to the RNC, people who may have like never hired a lawyer for themselves before in their life, that it's more important to put their money towards paying the legal bills of a billionaire than helping elect Republicans in Pennsylvania or in Michigan?
Well, if you've never had to hire a lawyer, you're doing great stuff. You're in great shape. I'm very happy for you. Look, that is the waterfall of the Joint Fundraising Committee you're referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who does not want to contribute to that very small amount of money is able to opt out of that.
Well, that's the best explanation for a grift I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I guess we should be happy. He's sucking up all the money that would otherwise go to down ballot candidates, right?
Yeah. You're keeping him in gold toilets and lawyers. That's really your job as a Trump supporter. And allowing Alina Haba to have a 40th birthday bash in Bimini. Was that where she was? Or
yes.
Where, it was everybody got and she flew everyone down there for this exotic birthday party. That's what you're paying for. That's when you scrape up some money, when you're not spending it on bootleg Oxy and Fritos.
Yeah.
Fritos. That's old school.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Fritos are
I know. Sorry, not Fritos.
My dog's paws smell like Fritos.
on Cheetos and meth. You can send your money to Trump's lawyer.
Some comedian said that a long time ago. I've never forgotten. It's true. Dog's paws smell like Fritos.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Rude, yeah. The trial coming up there in New York, Trump, of course, has already skirted the gag order. The gag order included the family members of any counsel or staff member, but excluded the judge. So, of course, he's attacked his daughter. I mean, yeah. And again, will there be any consequences? I guess not, because he found a way, you know, he's found a loophole as usual.
Yeah. You know, just put him in prison already. Put him in jail until trial. He is obviously a risk. He is a risk to others. We've said this a million times. If it was anyone else, he would have been locked up already.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that the thing that he said about the judge's daughter was based on a hoax. I mean, he lied. He spread a hoax. Somebody had created or hacked into her closed Twitter account and posted a photo of Trump behind bars, and he spread it out there saying, "Oh, look what she did."
Yeah.
And anytime any of this stuff comes up, anytime any family member is brought up, all I can think is, okay, now do Ginny Thomas.
Yeah. Yes, and also, by the way, this whole, like, oh, Letitia James ran on, you know, on getting me. It's like, right, every attorney general runs on putting criminals, holding criminals to account, and he's one of the biggest lifelong criminals in New York. So how is that somehow out of bounds for an
Nobody
attorney?
Nobody complained when Rudy Giuliani ran on putting mob bosses behind bars, and this is the same damn thing.
Thank you. Thank you, Rude Pundit. You were worth a wait till Thursday. All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
See you Monday.
I like to think that sometimes it's good to hold off on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You were edging us all week.
Explode when the moment is right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All over us.
That's what edging is for.
All over us.
Goodness gracious.
Wow. 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 You
I'll
big
go back
tease.
To the fire.
Yeah.
You are a tease. All right. Love you. Goodbye. See you Monday.
Bye. Right. See you Monday?
Yeah.
20 wow. Months. Will we have anything to talk about?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Are you
well.
Kidding? Where's this Trump world?
All right.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Tink, 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 Tink. Oh, my lifty weighty guy is back today.
Your lifty weighty
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, lifty weighty guy is back. Okay. I need my morning kick because I haven't. Well, you can see how much I've atrophied, Chris. You know how it is.
Yeah, you're just.
Muscle dude.
You're skin
okay.
and bones.
Morning kick. 10 supplements in one. When it comes to. Aw, did you hear what he said, Jody? Skin and bones. He's just trying to suck up to me. Okay, 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. It has been a game changer, I'm telling you. It is a powerful new formula. Supports my joints, which, you know, could be creaky if I were telling the truth about my age. Okay,
I hear them pop when you get out of the chair.
My hips are a-popping.
Uh-huh.
It gives me energy, helps me think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pound. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. I love it. I love the strawberry lemonade flavor. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It is time to text to win with a Ride into Spring statewide contest on WMDX. This is your shot to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes, including a bike, blender, and even a patio love seat. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station as WMDX, and then text in this hour's keyword for your shot to qualify and win. This hour's keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N. This hour's keyword is lawn. That is this hour's keyword. Again, download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WMDX as your station and text in this hour's keyword. It's that simple. You are qualified to play along during our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Once again, this hour's keyword is lawn. Text in to win. It's Ride into Spring with WMDX and the Civic Media Radio Network. Good luck.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that is soothing. You're late anyway. Get up. Seth, our homo of hope in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth. Welcome.
Hello, homos, and welcome back, Shomo Jody. We missed you.
Yes. Everybody shush. Everybody panicked yesterday when Malcolm Nance wasn't here. See, he was here today. Jody needed a vacation. I just want to warn everyone, Chris is going to be going on vacation soon. People have personal, professional commitments. They need vacation. Chris, when are you going?
the 19th through the something.
Okay, April.
Of April.
Calm down. Okay, so. All right. Jody's back. Everybody calm down. Go ahead.
Where did he go?
Seth?
Hello.
Great. Are you going out? Yeah, we are. So, first of all, pardon my voice. I sound like a cross between the two Harveys, Fierstein and the Bristol Creams lady. First, you know, whoever thought that running on taking away people's health care and raising prices by 10% would be a winning strategy. Makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, my God. These tariffs Trump is talking about, Seth, would raise, I believe, cost American families $1,500 a year extra.
Exactly. So, like, that's a winning strategy. Next, I did find a connection between the border and the Baltimore Bridge. Uh-huh. If you cross that bridge and you take I-95 south, all the way to Jacksonville, and then take the 10 west to Houston, to Dallas, mm-hmm. and then take the I-35 south, you will get to the border. So there is a connection
I
there.
I see. You did a little Californian's GPS thing.
Yes. Okay. Or you could take the 10 all the way to Los Angeles and then the 5 south from there and
right.
then take
the border. You know what? Just take Pico. It's
more simple.
Just take Pico.
Yeah. Right. Through San Diego.
Right.
You could do that. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to Karen HB. And I really wanted to thank Kate from Milwaukee. She mentioned my album, All Night Diner, yesterday. That was so sweet. And
congratulations. Congratulations from all the Steph heads. We love you. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Stephanie Miller Show.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March Madness brackets can be fun, but gambling addiction is a real problem. Live sports bets in Wisconsin are limited to tribal casinos, but people can still cross state lines to gamble online. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Today was supposed to be opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, but bad weather is pushing it back to tomorrow. Other games are being called due to weather out east today. When the season finally gets underway, the Crew will take on the New York Mets at Citi Field in Queens. New manager Pat Murphy replaces longtime former skipper Craig Counsell. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison company is suing an East Coast investment firm over $3 million in lost employee retirement benefits. When NewGen told MassMutual it was laying off 168 people 2 years ago, MassMutual abruptly stopped NewGen from participating in its investment fund. 295 workers and retirees saw their 401k investments drop 18% in one day. NewGen says it just wants the workers' money back. NewGen is a spinoff of WEA Trust. The Wisconsin Latino Chamber of Commerce's new training center in Fitchburg is getting $5 million from Washington. It's part of the new $1 trillion deal to avoid a government shutdown. Other area projects getting money include $3 million for the River Food Pantry, $2.5 million for the Center for Black Excellence and Culture, and $2 million to the University of Wisconsin to fight the fentanyl crisis. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So these two things are going to exist forever, whether it is real or not. I'm inclined to think it's not real. But when it comes to politicians embracing long COVID, the system ultimately protects itself. The party gained new powers over people in ways that we never imagined before. When the blob expands, it will kill, not to kill rather than to retract. So COVID alarmism is now encoded in the progressive mindscape, along with identity politics, lawfare, and bureaucracy building. Long COVID will become another strand in the identity alphabet, LBGTQLC.
Plus.
Don't get triggered.
Is there anything in my shut up can? Just play everything in my shut up.
Don't get triggered by it. He wants you to be triggered by it. Don't get triggered.
Must you?
Just let it go.
Greg Gutfeld on me, really.
Let it go.
COVID alarmism.
Shut the f up, Donnie.
Taking.
Oh, bitch. Police. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
Okay. All right, that's the one we don't know where it's from. Right. Not the shopping.
Not the other one.
Not the other. We know that one.
That one's from Grace and Frankie. We know that one. Okay. Just thought we should cover that again. And no, Carol Burnett's been too busy to ask Allison Janney if that was her. We don't.
Well, Carol Burnett's on the show has been in a coma, so.
Yes. She couldn't, when she wakes up,
right,
we will ask her to ask Allison Janney.
Right.
Sometime before the beach ball.
Right.
On Palm Royal. Wait, it's Thursday. Did another one drop yesterday?
Another one dropped. Yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
How dare you? Wow. I don't know if you just saw that. I did a heart. People watching on Free Speech TV. I just did a heart at Jody. Like, I love her. And she did, like, she's driving away and saying goodbye. That was because she's just having a morning with tech things. God. At least you didn't give me, you know, the double birds. But, God, I gave her a heart.
I would
heart.
Totally expect a double bird.
Like a heart. Yeah. Yeah, because weren't we talking yesterday about Trump's, you know, this whole, him getting out of the judgment, like,
yeah,
that he's done all his life, like contractors, he'd be like, oh, I can't pay you the whole, you know, $10,000 I owe you. How about a penny?
I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
And I said, can you imagine if I did that here? And basically there'd be two spinning chairs and the video would look like a Fellini film and the audio would just be this.
Is that point?
That's what the audio would be. That would just be me running that alone, and then just the cameras.
Right. I'd like to see you hit brakes on time.
Yes, well, I'd like to too. But I won't. All right,
I mean, I don't hit brakes every time.
You know how I can tell how the relative hate that Jody Hamilton has for me in her heart is how many Fox News clips I have, including Jeanine Pirro. Really, Jody,
Jesse?
Really?
Isn't it rich how Ayanna Pressley interrupts, or Rashida Tlaib interrupts a hearing?
I'm sorry. Was that a racist thing where you just confused the two? I see, because you can't really tell them apart. Is that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Cool. Jesse, isn't it rich how Ayanna Pressley interrupts, or Rashida Tlaib interrupts a hearing that she calls a sham to talk about long COVID, which isn't real?
Long COVID is real.
Yes, it is. A friend of mine has it. Trust me.
Oh, my God. I was saying we've reached peak idiocy with this Yellowstone actor. I was talking to Dr. Redletter about who asked to get off a flight because somebody else was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
He felt uncomfortable sitting next to someone else that wants to protect themselves
and others.
And others that might be immune compromised in their family. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, really? And now you need to inflict Jesse Waters on me?
Is this long COVID mean now we're going to have an all-mail-in ballot election? Is that what we're going to do, Jessica? I just feel like they're always looking for an excuse for something, and we're on to it now. We are on to it.
Don't let it trigger you.
You're right. Okay.
That's all it's designed to do.
You know what I have? I have that big, you know, Ronald McDaniel, what do you call it? Billy Bass mouth. Take me to the river. Her mouth is freakishly large, Joey, don't you think?
It is. It is.
Imagine that mouth on Maria Bartiromo's flounder eyes. I mean.
Then it would be a catfish.
She would get hooked constantly by accident at the beach. You're like, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Here, let me get that.
Well, she's easily hooked by right-wing conspiracy theories.
Yes, thank you, Chris. that was kind of a joke. A little Joey.
Well, no, it's not.
It
really,
was like your
not really
your
a joke.
Light bulb went out in your Easy Bake Oven.
Well, it's not really a joke.
Your Easy Bake joke oven.
It's true.
Yeah.
She's easily tricked.
It's true. So am I. Okay.
By completely different things.
We've been talking all morning about just conspiracy theories from the Baltimore tragedy to on and on. James Comer spun a wild conspiracy that Attorney General Merrick Garland and the deep state are coordinating with the media to indoctrinate people into thinking there's no evidence to impeach Joe Biden. Or alternatively, Jody, there could be, stay with me here, no evidence to impeach Joe Biden, which has been proven over and over at his own hearings.
Right.
Okay. Whoever was interviewing him on Fox News said, what's so crazy about this? There's a counter effort being made to sell the American people on the ideas that you guys haven't found anything. James Comer, well, Garland's working with the deep state.
Oh, God.
It's conspiracy music. With the liberal mainstream media, where's that? To try to indoctrinate people's minds that there's no evidence. Comer said, I live in a little town of 2,500 people. I'm the biggest tourist attraction in that town, Jimmy, because of all the reporters and the opposition research, and they stand out like a sore thumb. They can tell when, you can tell when they get out of the car. You see their little Gucci slippers. Oh, really? Do all reporters wear
apparently
little Gucci slippers?
Apparently, yeah, because journalism is such a lucrative career.
Such a highly paid gig, yes, especially, you know, man on the street guys.
Yeah.
Tiptoe there in there to the court. Oh, is that like a kind of a gay, kind of veiled gay reference? They tiptoe in there to the court, and they do all these open records requests, and they won't do anything on Biden. They just want to investigate me. Okay. All right, then. Or alternatively, you've been continuing to hold a clown show that keeps blowing up in your face every few weeks because you have no evidence against Joe Biden.
The only reason they're doing it is to raise money. That's the only reason they're doing it.
Yes.
So they can send out fundraising letters.
What I need now, Chris, could you ready my Yankee Doodle fart? You know, because I just feel like, Jody, it's time to do some fun stack. Just because
okay.
Because I'm now you're irritated and I'm irritated. It's like all those Fox News bites for me with COVID-iacy, and now I want to talk about farts. Go ahead, Chris. Julie in Seattle. Subject line: breaking wind news.
Okay.
See what she did there, huh?
Uh huh.
As a female vegetarian, because I mentioned that I eat a salad every day with kale and sometimes Brussels sprouts and cabbage. How did cabbage come up on the show?
There was a cabbage truck that spilled.
Yes. Oh, a guy, one of my truck drivers drives cabbage for a living, and I love cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She says, as a female vegetarian who eats a daily salad also with cabbage, kale, and other such roughage, as people used to call it, I feel your pain when razzed for sudden bathroom dashes. This is actually in the Washington Post, Jody, so it's
true.
Pay attention. This is important. Don't be working on important court things for tomorrow. I'm doing a fart story now.
I'm worried about that, too.
I don't care. I want to talk about farts. Why is my gas so smelly? Gender, diet, and plane rides can play a ride. Ooh, doesn't everybody who sat on a plane next to me know? Ooh. It's going to be a long, sexy, liberal, save the world tour for some people.
That's why you pick an airline with a cloth seat so it can absorb it. Not a leather seat.
Altitude, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that done? You need to start.
We played all 1 minute, 9 seconds of it.
From the Washington Post.
Okay.
Someone called me the Walter Cronkite of our... Walter Cronkite would have covered this. Just to get his mind off the effery. If you think you are a dear friend, that's it. It's a dear friend. Not me. Pass gas more frequently than everyone else. Know that we do it 10 times a day on average. Not me. Up to 20 times a day would be in the range of normal. I haven't counted, but I feel like I might be. Okay.
Way above normal?
Maybe. About a third U.S. adults cannot adequately absorb lactose. Oh, dear. Here are the culprits in your diet. This is pretty much my entire diet. Beans, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts, onions, mushrooms, and even garlic. That's pretty much my entire diet. Throw in a little fish.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I put the cottage cheese on my little potato in the morning.
That's lactose.
You guys see. Yep. Wow, it's like I did this on purpose. One study found that compared with men, women have higher concentrations of hydrogen sulfate associated with foul or odor. So men have more volume. But women are deadlier. Yeah,
women stink
yeah.
More.
I think that's true. Why would you like the fun facts on why do people pass gas on
Not
planes?
Not really, but I on guess planes? We're going to get them.
You just sit there and take it, mister. With increasing altitude, air pressure, including intestinal air pressure, falls. And that's why.
Thank God you're not a flight attendant.
Coffee, tea, or...
Oh, that's going to be bad.
Sorry about the carpet. Yeah. That's going to be bad. Sorry. This is why I give Starbucks cards out. I always said it was because people were mean to flight attendants during COVID, it's but it's gas. Mostly because, yeah. There you go. That.
Yep.
Because you crap the aisles.
I do not. I've never crapped the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris. David in San Francisco. Hello. Follow that. Follow that, David. Good luck.
Hey, morning, Steph. Yeah, I was just going to raise the opportunity that we have to mess with Trump by doing rents. Now, if tens of thousands of people up in New York City who are in Trump buildings were to start or to stop paying rent, then Trump would have to start eviction processes. Well, if he never pays his lawyers, what lawyer would want to start doing eviction processes on a big effort like that?
This is a liberal helper. This is a big idea, Jody. This is, you know who we get? We get the rent's too damn high guy. That guy. Remember that guy?
Oh, him.
That ran for office? Let's get him to head this up.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well. 40, I feel like I've silenced you guys with my fart story. You seem to have just
it
completely...
You get people like Gary Coleman running for office, like we had in California.
Yes. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I know, don't make a joke about my sheets and what they've been through.
Well, you know what? It just shows that they are hardy sheets.
Yes! 15 awesome colors. I recommend the brown. Just kidding. Oh, I kid. They are the softest, most luxurious, made from viscose from bamboo.
It's sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Cozy Earth.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yes. Cozy Earth has discovered the secret to better sleep. Their luxurious bedding products, 15 awesome colors, as I mentioned. The towel's amazing. The Cozy Earth jammy's so soft.
Brown towels?
Yes. They're crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Oprah put them on there for her favorite things 5 years in a row. They use the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I don't really know the exact, but I'm going to say it's 11 billion thread count or so.
I think it's a little less than that.
I don't, it's really good.
Okay.
A decade of unparalleled comfort. That's what you get with their 10-year warranty. Are you kidding me? That is confidence. It prioritizes your self-care and sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, she's so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Technology.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Elizabeth on Twitter, do not repeat things that Rude Pundit says.
Uh-oh.
If I saw Donald Trump being raped by a grizzly bear, I would give the bear Viagra. Oh, my God, I can't stop laughing. Elizabeth Louise, do not encourage him.
That's terrible.
You know what fine American Mark Hamill?
I've heard of him.
Yes, who is Luke Skywalker in real life. He tweeted about our interview with Representative Debbie for Florida.
Yes.
At Debbie for Florida.
Yes.
Mucarcel.
Yes.
Anyway, Powell. He said he has proudly donated and endorsed her. And not just because he's always hated Rick Scott, because he is for Debbie for Florida and urges you to be too.
Yeah.
God bless Mark Hamill.
He's a good guy.
He is the droid I've been looking for all my life. Okay, I just had to get that in. Richard Haass. On the U.S.-Israel relations.
In the previous resolution the United States introduced 4 or 5 days ago, that was vetoed by Russia and China, largely because it did criticize Hamas and because they didn't want to let the United States off the hook. This time, the United States abstained on the resolution. If you recall, 3 resolutions we've vetoed since October 7th. This is the first one that's passed in the UN Security Council with the U.S. abstaining. It does call for an immediate ceasefire.
He went on to say.
It does call, by the way, for the release of all the hostages. There's a big emphasis on getting aid into Gaza. And the ceasefire it calls for, by the way, Joe, is simply for 2 more weeks. It gets you through, I think, to April 9th. To the end of the holy month of Ramadan. So it's totally consistent with the U.S. position since October 7th that there ought not to be a complete or open-ended ceasefire.
Yep, and then one last one.
Over the last 76 years, the United States and Israel have had their moments of friction, shall we say. You may remember Reagan his phone call with Menachem Begin over what was going on in Lebanon, where I worked for George Bush the father. And we had all sorts of frictions then about Soviet Jews and the subsidies, bringing them into the occupied territories. But every one of those Israeli prime ministers, his goal was to calm things down, because he recognized the United States is the most important partner for Israel.
By the way, so I guess the Netanyahu is going to reschedule this meeting that they canceled over the UN resolution. Yeah. But it's, piece of God warrior Speaker Johnson, this is just a flashback to, you know, when they had Netanyahu come speak to Republican Congress against Barack Obama's Iran deal, disrespecting him and behind his back. So he told reporters he's considering inviting Netanyahu to address Congress. And he has his nerve. Like, he talked about, he criticized what Senator Schumer said. First of all, this part of the, I'm just reading the story. Netanyahu's very public lobbying inside the U.S. has long raised eyebrows as he has publicly supported Republican presidential candidates during campaigns, a rarity among U.S. allies. So shut the f- up about, you know, we're meddling in your elections. Ugh, he strikes me as just like Putin. Like, of course, he doesn't want to have elections because he is incompetent. You know, October 7th happened on his watch.
Yep.
He blames others. Like, I talked to Malcolm about Putin blaming the Crocus City Hall, the shooting tragedy on Ukraine, who had nothing to do. And as Malcolm said, ISIS not only took responsibility, they posted video of it, of it happening live, which the U.S. warned him about. And despite the warnings, right?
Yep. Netanyahu seems like a toxic mix of Trump and Putin.
Yes. Thank you, Christopher. Paul in Seattle would like me to get back to talking about farts, which I, you know what? Talking about the Middle East makes me fart, so it's perfect. Hi, Paul. Welcome.
Well, it's a, yes, thank you. Passing gas is actually an indication of a very healthy digestive tract.
That's true.
You know, we've been socialized to think of the redolent smell of flatus as being unpleasant and distasteful, but actually we should be celebrating it. The aroma as being an aroma of health and vitality. Because
yes,
if you're not passing gas,
my friend never wants to eat healthy stuff because she says it makes her fart. She's like, loves Brussels sprouts, but she's like, no. I'm like, so what, right? Aren't we at an age where we don't care that we're Brussels sprout farting on our friends?
I mean. Inhale deeply through the nose and let everybody say yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? We do have, don't we have classical music? I'm just saying we could class up this discussion, but he is absolutely right. It's a sign of a healthy digestive tract. See? Makes it both highbrow and lowbrow. I like that high-pitched one. That's fun. Okay.
Oh, wait, here it comes.
That's like a little balloon. Okay, that's enough. That's when we bail out.
That is it.
Jody's bailing out. She's leaving.
It doesn't work.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we just have a couple more minutes.
I know.
Can we just, focus
on the show.
Political commentator and regular guest on Fox Business suggested that Trump should sue New York Attorney General Letitia James. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Good luck
how
with
that goes. For what is it for? For sex and race discrimination?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Because he always says she's the racist, and then calls her a peekaboo, which is we know that what that means. Okay. He pointed to past comments James has made in which he said she planned to go after the too male, too pale, too stale Trump administration. Now you could talk about stale ideas. That's fine. But too male and too pale. Oh God, where is the tiniest of violins? That constitutes sex and race discrimination. So I think Trump ought to sue her based on the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The biggest racist in our society ought to sue her under the 1964. Her office gets federal money for various subsidies for law enforcement activities. So federal money flowing into her office, and she's engaged in that kind of sexual and racial discrimination. See, this is how they do the both sides. Oh, Donald Trump should sue Letitia James on the basis of, wait for it, civil rights. Because he cares so deeply ever since he first started discriminating against black people in housing in New York City.
Yeah.
He's always cared.
I just can't with him. I just can't.
Have you stopped being able?
No.
Do you remember the exact moment in time you stopped being able to even?
He bores me.
I know. I can tell. I can. You know what? You get that white lady dead inside look in your eyes. Just you glaze over a little bit. Just kind of.
He bores me. Okay. He's not interesting.
Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just Joanne Worley is our will be our soundtrack for the next how many months?
Boring.
Too many. Okay, but tomorrow's Friday.
Yay!
We'll see you then on the
your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll be live in Richland Center to talk to a local group making a difference on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.